Welcome to Mastermind with Maggie. Maggie Chula is a psychic channel for the Akashic Master Teachers. Together, they are experts on spiritual healing and helping you connect to your source of light, your soul. Join in a mastermind. Resolve your problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps that empower you to create your life in partnership with your soul wisdom. Problems can be on any subject: health and well-being, relationships, spiritual, emotional, or your connection to your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy. Join in the discussion, mastermind solutions to problems, create goals and action steps, then move forward to a life full of possibilities. We invite you to come with your problems and leave with a plan.
Greetings. Greetings and welcome. My name is Maggie Chula. And I am going to have to take a moment here and just shift myself. I think it's probably the subject I was going to talk about today. So I am very happy that you've taken the time to join me. And I love sharing empowering ways you can master your mind and take control of your life. So on today's show, we'll talk about, is your anxiety overwhelming? How to tame your thoughts and start to live with hope. So, do you have times in your life when everyday tasks seem daunting? Times when the thought of being happy is just too far away to believe it could ever be in your life? In this podcast, I want to address this energy of anxiety and share ways you can start to take back control of your thoughts and create happiness for you and your loved ones. In today's world, we are wired to the internet and all the psychobabble that plays out within that space. You can find any number of reasons to be anxious and scared, but you can also find many ways to be happy, to feel hopeful about the future. We'll discuss some ways to restart your brain and to take back control of your thoughts. Happiness is something you create. Joy is a state of mind. Join me, and let's get started on establishing some new daily activities that will lay the groundwork for your mind to see the possibilities within your life and tune out the noise of discontent. I would invite you to call in and join me, but you know, I just never really quite got that, how that worked. So I'm just going to go ahead and use this radio show and this hour to help you know some of the ways that I have worked with clients and family, friends, and myself, because anxiety, honestly, never felt it quite the way that I have since the month of November. And I'm sure we all know many of the things that happened, both from the planet Earth and from the political scene and all the different countries. Lots of stuff is happening. And honestly, sometimes I think that if you don't feel anxious, maybe you're not paying attention. And I'm not asking you to do that or sharing with you that that's what you should do. I'm sharing with you, you can do better. We can all do better. I want people to understand they have the power. You have the power. People can't take that from you. So this show is going to be a little different because when I do subject matters like this, I really do begin to feel that vibration. And so any of you who are empaths, hopefully are empathic for me, that I'm going to get through this. But there's just a little bit of anxiety you might be feeling inside or coming from my voice or something. But that's what happens. I can't always change that. Things happen. They happen to me. They happen to you. And they're going to keep on happening. That's the way life is. And those are the rules that are in place. Now, I want to talk to you for a moment here, because I think one of the things that many of us are anxious about is rules, you know? We were taught that if you behaved a certain way or if you always did things this way, then, you know, your life was going to go smoothly, you were going to get blessings, and people were going to love you. And, you know, I'm sorry, but it just doesn't always happen that way. It just doesn't. But that doesn't mean you're wrong, okay? Because from the prospect of heaven, from what the master teachers share with me, what we are really here to do is live fully embodied lives. We are here to share with ourselves and with everyone around us that we can bring the light of God into this world. I really, truly believe that. And so anxiety and fear usually happens to those of us who know you can feel it, you can sense it deep in your intuition, deep in your heart, deep somewhere in your body, that there could be better. We could be so much more. It doesn't have to play out this way. And it's not going to, frankly. I'm not the only one who feels this way. I have shared before, and I mean this, that Jesus tends to come to me these days, and he has shared with me that over 50% of the world's population, well over 50% of the world's population, knows and believes they are spiritually based beings. They understand that there's a greater intelligence in the world, and they know, they absolutely know, that we can do better, they can do better, we can all be more. So that's where I'm coming from for this show. I'm coming to say, okay, anxiety, absolutely. And if you're not feeling some of it, I'm not sure what's happening. Maybe you aren't interacting with people too much, because we really are learning to be connected more. We are learning about that. We are learning how you and I and all of us can actually help the other one heal. So if I take this anxiety that I'm feeling and I breathe in the breath of life and I start to take a few deep breaths, I begin to realize I'm okay. I'm feeling much better. Life is going forward and I'm doing very well. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm doing much better. I'm doing better. Life is okay. And you know what? I'm not just telling that to my body. I'm feeling it. I'm allowing this beautiful light to come in. I'm allowing myself to open up. And I'm allowing myself to go, yeah, okay. There was another stumble. There is another way this isn't flowing smoothly. But I believe in God. I believe in that vibration that there is a higher intelligence in the world. I believe that things play out for a reason, and that everything that's happening to you, to me, to all of us, is and does have a purpose. So we can't always know what that purpose is. And I don't think we're supposed to. I mean, even I, who can go up to the Akasha, talk to the oracles up there, and, you know, I mean, my gosh, the different conversations I have, I can't even share all of that with you. It's not really here on the radio to do that, to support that. But what I do want you to know is you're human. You and I, we're humans, okay? And as humans, we're still connected to that light, bright vibration of the source. The source. Call it whatever you want. I personally like to call it God. It's just the word I grew up with. But when I was little and I wasn't really sure if I believed in God, I did believe in the Great White Spirit. Now, I'm not sure where I even got that term. Who gave that to me? I have a feeling it was my grandfather, because I was raised by my grandparents primarily. And I think it was my grandfather, because he indulged me. I wanted to believe. I so wanted to be Native American. I just love their culture. I love their beliefs, the passed down from generation to generation, you know, the spirit animals, all of that. I mean, I really, really, really wanted to. So he indulged me and said, Oh, you have a great, 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 great grandmother. And she was part Chippewa. And I thought, oh, that is so cool. That is so neat. I knew it. But, if you've seen me or pictures of me, that might not be true. But what is true is I believe I've had many lifetimes as a Native American. I do. And I do believe in past lives. And I believe in future lives. And I believe in the dimensions of time. These are all things I do believe in, and they help me. So when I've gone through things in the past and I get like, oh my God, that came out of nowhere. I didn't see that coming. I take that time out and go, okay, God, Jesus, Mother Mary, all my beautiful beings that are with me, what does this next curve in the road share with me? Why is this here? Why is this coming into being? I don't really know. I don't really understand. But there's a reason, I'm sure there is. So we'll find it. So we'll be there. And I hope that we can find it together. But we might not. We might not. But I can promise you that I will do my bit to clear up this vibration of chaos, to clear this vibration of energy, and to keep lifting it up into the light, because it doesn't belong here. It's not natural to your way of being. It isn't. To you, a divine being of light, anxiety, fear, anger, those aren't native to a divine being. So let's work on this together. And I tell you what, come back after this next set of commercials and we'll see what we're going to do. So I invite you, come on back. We'll go through this together.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Are you stuck? Have you tried over and over to stop an addiction, let go of self-sabotage? Do you have anxiety attacks or anger issues? Do you want to stop, let go, breathe? I can help. I have a 9-step spiritual healing path program that will lead you towards attaining balance and well-being in your life, body, and mind. Contact me. Go to MaggieChula.com and learn more. I'm here when you are ready.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Mastermind with Maggie. And I would just like to share with everybody that on this show we were talking about anxiety. I can't find my notes yet. We're talking about overwhelming anxiety and how to tame your thoughts and start to live with hope. Now, I was alerted to something that made me a little unhappy just before this show. And so, you know, I have to say a lot of things are going on now. It's not just me. There's a lot of us just getting cut off at the knees. Wherever you go, you start to stand up and then cut off again. And I wanted to address that. So I'm really glad this kind of happened today because it helps me really cement who I am and what I'm doing. And so this is what I want to share with you. I am a channel of light. I'm a psychic channel. Now, I didn't give myself that title. That title was given to me by the beings that I channel. And it is pretty hard sometimes to believe that my life actually is real. And it is. And I've asked if I could write it up as fiction because I think it would be easier to believe. But I am told over and over again, no, nope, no. This is real. You do work with us. That's who we are. Okay, great. I'm aligned with the light. That's fun. And it is. It really is. But I want to tell you about something that's on my website. It's called Open the Doorway to Your Soul. And it is my book. It's my first full book all on my own. And on my own, that's sort of crazy. It was channeled by these master beings I call the master teachers of the Akasha. And actually, once again, that was their word for them. this first book contains channeled messages from the goddesses Isis, White Tara, Lakshmi, Diana, and Mother Mary, by Archangel Raphael, Ascended Masters Ganesh, Kusumi, Krishna, Saint Germain, Jesus, Apollo, Merlin, and Lord Melchizedek. Now that seems like a lot. It does. And let me tell you what happened and how this came about, because I think it's really important. I've always wanted to make a difference, huge difference in the world, because I believe with all my heart and soul, we are divine beings. And we are just doing things that are outside our normal ways of thinking and being. And they're not in our highest and best. They're not in our highest and best. But if you go through history, and frankly, I'm not a fan of history, but if you go through history, it will tell you an awful lot about how this developed. And so what happened was I've been working to bring this information to the earth, to the people around me for a long time in ways that I could. And remaining kind of cloaked, remaining like, and so I can talk to angels, because you can too, and everybody can. And just sort of trying to, you know what I mean, fit in, always trying to fit in. It became really important when I settled down to have children, because I didn't really want my differences to somehow do something for them, make their lives worse. But in my well-meaning attempts at being normal, I don't know. I guess I didn't do very well at it. So that's what happened. But I was asked, oh gosh, I think it was 2010, by these beings of light to, go faster, go harder. Can you reach more people? And frankly, you know, there was just so much information coming in that it was overwhelming. It was really overwhelming. I love their thoughts. I love their ideas. I love everything they were sharing with me. But like, I had no clue how I was going to get this message out. And yet it was happening. Yet it continued to happen. So I was writing and I was submitting articles to different places. And I was working on several books, and I've got several 90% completed, but it just still didn't seem like enough. So we really switched over to fully working with the Akashic Vibration Process, as I call it. And the Akashic Vibration Process is a series of classes. There's actually 23 that I've taught, but there's 10 in the base course. And you can find that either going by akashicvibration.com. That's my educational website. And also Facebook, Akashic Vibration, or maggiechula.com. Just go on over there and you'll find links that lead you where you need to go. So I did do that, and that class shook me down to my very core. I mean, when I finished the first 10 weeks really doing it online, that was 4 years ago. So it was November 30th, 2012 that I finished that. And it so changed me and changed my life and opened up my understanding to this isn't a game. They're not playing with me. This isn't some part of my imagination that's, you know, like maybe more advanced than other people's. No, this is real. These beings exist and they need our help. They're here to help us. But for goodness sake, can you see how they need our help too? And so they were asking me, please, could you step out into the light? And I'm so used to being cloaked and shut down and told that, you know, you're either crazy or you're too different. No one's ever gonna, you know, all those disempowering thoughts that you probably are getting too. That I was like, ooh, I'm not sure. You know, I finally found my soulmate. I married him. We're having issues with our family because our kids were 20, 21, 22. It's like, ooh, formidable. So maybe no. I'm going to have to take a rain check on this because I really want to enjoy my life. So I'll keep writing and it'll go as fast as it's going to go. But I do, because I've shared with you guys before, because my father was a lawyer and I was raised with some lawyers. I always have my little codicil, my little out. And my codicil this time was, let me have my dessert first. Let me enjoy this time with this man that I adore, that has maybe traveled centuries to be able to get to this space with him. Let me do that first. And then I will devote my life to you. And I started to hear about the beginning of last year, dinner is finished, dessert is finished, get up from the table. It's like, oh, wow. Really? I've been having so much fun. And if I just stay where I am, I've got a really great life. Can I please do that? No, of course not. That's not why I came here. I'm having a good life. I can have a good life, and I will. I will have a good life, no matter what happens. But I really have this crazy desire to help all of you. To help anybody who can hear me, anyone who can find me, anyone who's listening to my voice. I want to help you. So then they said to me, I tell you what, get a recorder and start to record this. Like, that would work. That would kind of work because I like to sing and I like to entertain and I could see myself doing that. So I got a radio show, Maggie's Spiritual Connections, Blog Talk Radio. All the podcasts are still there. And I started to work with that. And that's what this book is. It's the first 6 months of my channeling. Now, the show started before that. It did. But on my birthday, because things like that always happen to me, I sat down and I said, okay, this is it. I'm going to channel. I'm going to let myself really open up and do that trance channeling that they told me I could do and I kind of remember doing. And so it just so happens it was my birthday and I wanted to call on Isis, the goddess Isis, because we had a lot of different things going on in our life together. And I just kind of had a feeling she was the one. So she came through and did Attune to Your Soul, Goddess. And I'd really done some of that attunement before, goddess attunements. I'd done it for about a year or so, maybe a year and a half. And so that was okay. I was feeling comfortable with the whole idea. But it was really crazy when all of a sudden she introduces Mother Mary. And I'm in this channel, right? I mean, And it's hard to explain to people, but it's like watching yourself drive a car while you're standing up above, while you're looking down and going, what are you doing? You don't know how to drive a car. So it was like, what are you introducing? What? In my head, someplace over there, I was saying that. But meanwhile, my voice was just coming through. Mother Mary was coming through. And then the goddess Diana comes through. And it was just this crazy out-of-body experience that I happened to capture on recording because it was on the radio. And, you know, this went on for a while, like every week for 6 months. And I finally thought, what the heck? I've got to figure out what's going on here. This is way more information. They're telling me about the birth of mankind, about the different beings that we're actually in alignment with from the different parts of the universe. And it's like, what the heck are we doing? This goes beyond the Akashic vibration that I knew of, that I was comfortable with. And that's kind of how my next shift happened. Well, I know I'm about to do another shift, and I actually thought I kind of knew where that was, but I guess I might not. But I wanted to let you know that this book is out there, and honestly, I read it. My husband reads it. And it's not the kind of book that you read, you open it up, and you go from 1 to 200 or whatever. What I'm asking you to do is go out there. The podcasts are there. If you go to Maggie Chula, Open the Door to Your Soul, underneath that is all the original podcasts, and it'll tell you who it is and the chapter titles. You can go ahead and listen to it. But there are so many really cool things here that I've asked them, what do you want me to tell people today? And there's a prayer from God in here when I was channeling my source, which I didn't even know I could do. So when we come back, I'm gonna read that to you. I want to read that to you. So I hope that you do come back, because it's just amazing, this information. And I want you to know you can do this. You can do this. I can do this. We're all going to be just fine. So I want you to come back after these next set of commercials. Let's do this together.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Hello, my name is Maggie Chula, and I'm here to help you as you awaken to the sacred truth, you are a soul. You can communicate with that part of your being, and you already do. Are you ready to learn how to enhance this connection and create your life in partnership with your sacred soul wisdom? I can help you. I will teach you, and I guarantee results. Join me. Channel your light with the world. Go to MaggieChula.com to learn more.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I was very independent. I fell, and I had to have Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
So welcome back. Welcome back to Mastermind with Maggie. And on today's show, I said we were going to deal with anxiety that's overwhelming. And I mean that. That's what we have going on here. But this show has been hijacked, if you will, by some master beings, and I'm just going to let it happen. So they wanted me to talk about this book because this is really an incredible book. I mean, I have to say, it came through me. That's true. But I've read it myself several times, and I'm just in awe, awestruck for everything that they've done. And they corrected me. I'm going to read from the chapter with Lakshmi. Now, Lakshmi, if you don't know her, she is the Hindu goddess of prosperity and well-being. And I did have some people on a Facebook Live podcast I was doing ask. They said, you know, we need to talk about abundance and help me with that. So I think we want to answer that also. So Lakshmi came through. You can go listen to it. It's free. Flow in the River of Well-Being. But if you buy the book, you'd really be helping me because I self-published it. I needed this to come out without any editing. So that's what I did. So a little bit of editing just because, you know, but not their messages. So let me see. Okay. And it's called Flow in the River of Abundance. Now, within that, so, you know, did I mention that? So here I am channeling. I'm trans-channeling, channeling, and I'm letting this being come through. And all of a sudden, these beings call in other beings. It's like, what? What are you doing? I mean, this is like a... So we're in a sacred circle. And so you'll notice if you go to my work that it... Oh, I mean, my gosh, I've just been so blessed to let this flow through. And it's here for you. It's here for you now. It's here for you today. And it's here for me. And I keep reminding myself of that. So here we are. It's a prayer from God. God, I hope I have time. All right. Oops, sorry. To my darling, beautiful beings of light, to everyone listening to this message or reading this message, you are a blessed being of light. You are of my heart, and you will stay of my heart. But I need you now to honor and to find the best part of you, the very best part of you, so that this beautiful planet, so that your divine being, so that your friends, your family, your loved ones, all of you can be in the cleansing breath of mine. As I breathe with you now, blowing out all of the past seeds of oppression, blowing out all of those thoughts of destruction, breathing in with you, breathing in as you breathe in the light vibration, the knowing that I am here. You are not alone. You will never be alone again. You can feel all of us with you. You can hear us and you can sense us, for we are here. Now give me your heart, all of you. Gaia, give me your heart. Give me your heart, all of you. As I merge these energies of the heart together, as I merge all of the intention of love and purity together, I will cause this beautiful ripple effect of light, of the vibration of the rainbow, to be sent to all of you, sealing in at the healing prayer that shares with you, you are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here, just as all living things have a right to be here, for there is no mistake. You are right where you should be, breathing in the light from God, breathing in my magnificent breath of light. Let go and release your fears. Let go of the past. Let go of all of your past hurts and pains. Together we will burn them up now. We will let go of the illusions. We will burn up and smother all illusions with this loving vibration, with this golden essence of wisdom. For now, right now, you are my child. And we are connected. And as I say to you, go forward and know that you are the light. I see every part of you, every part, and I love every part. You will survive and thrive, and your prayers are being answered. Go with love, with light. Know that anytime you feel a sense of disconnect, you feel a sense of not belonging, you feel a sense you are not a part of abundance. No, that is your illusion. I am sharing with you now my love and compassion. Feel it. That's abundance. That is love, and I share that with you now, my beautiful children. Yes, there will be times when you need to come back to this vibration. Know it. Feel it. Hold it in your heart. Call upon me and my many children of light. Call upon the archangels. Call upon any master teacher. Call upon the light, and we are here for you. It is with love that we share this. It is with the light vibration we ask you to hold the prosperity we create with you. Hold the understanding that you are wonderful and you will thrive. So go in the light, knowing that you are loved. And from this day forward, hold your head up high. Reach your hand out to others. Be in this life and share it with all those around you, happily knowing this abundance is yours. It is a God-given gift. Prosperity flows through all of you, and this beautiful planet has been healed. Go now with love. Ah, there's so much in here that I wish I could share with you. Healing your inner child, that was the goddess Isis. She's so beautiful. There's just so many. I have to say, when I first started, I didn't even know who Kusumi was. I didn't. And Apollo and Pythia, oh my goodness. No. But when the vibration came through and they started to talk and I realized, oh, I know you. I know you. Oh my gosh, it's been a long time. You know, because we're here on this earth and we've chosen to be here. That's the truth. That is the truth. You've chosen this. I chose this. And it's tough. This isn't our first go round. It isn't. For many of us, we haven't been here for a long time, but we're here now. And let's do our best. Sincerely, whatever is happening in your life, please know you are a vibration of light and love. And you are loved. You are connected to everything in existence. And because we can, you and I and anyone listening to me, because we can, more people will be able to. So think about this. Think about this and really get it, please. We are all connected to the source vibration of God. You are, I am, Mother Mary, the beautiful Saint Anne, which I've just started working with. We're all connected through this great vibration of God. And because we're connected, when one of us can achieve something, it's a little bit easier for the next person. It's just that little bit easier. We've lightened that way. And I'll tell you, I've achieved a lot, and you can too. So you're going to have to find me, MaggieChula.com. And you will, because I'm not going away. You'll know where I am. Psychic Channel, Maggie Chula, you can find me. So anxiety, overwhelming, yes. But you know why? It's because you're not sensing your divine being. If you truly believed that you were divine and that God heard everything that was happening, you would talk differently to yourself, to others. You may start to be more respectful. Some of you might be a little scared. But please know, it's love and compassion that rules this world. It is. It is with compassion that I see you, that I know who you are. It is with compassion that I can look and say, wow, we just elected King Midas to be the people's president. There's something wrong here. And we got to stand up. We got to stand up. I'm not saying he can't do a good job. Maybe he can. But if you've ever wanted to know what Midas is like, hey, take a look at the Golden Palace. You'll find it. It's not hiding either. But it is time to wake up. And it's sort of like time to take those blinders off. You know, take those blinders off. And the funny thing is, I had written for the next week is, yikes, of invisibility. But if you know me, you'll know that that doesn't mean I'm going to talk about how to cloak, because we all know how to do it. We do. It's going to be how to bring your light into the world, even though you feel you're not up to it. Have you ever listened to Doreen Virtue with all the incredible things that she's done? All the incredible, seriously incredible things she's done. She'll even say, the first thing I said to God was, me? You want me to write something? How am I going to do that? But she did. She faced that fear and she moved forward. Okay? So we need to face it. We need to, okay, phew, there are people who are not going to like me. There are people who are not going to want this message to be heard. That is not going to stop me. It never has. It isn't going to. And I get better. I only get better. Feel free to bring your fears here, because I have created a column of light, and that fear gets transmuted back into light. Yes, because it doesn't belong here. It's not native. It's not natural. Not for a being of light. And Gaia, our beloved Mother Earth, is a being of light. Don't ever forget that. Please do not forget that. Not only are you a being of light, but so's the planet that you live on, and every living being. So hear me now. I am devoting the rest of my life to Earthlings. That's every light being here on Earth connected to Earth. Right now, today, God, I know you're here and I know you're listening. That's what I'm going to do. So we're winding up. We got one more section left, and I will have some way of ending this show that I hope is upbeat and uplifting. I'll be right back. I hope you are too.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Hi, this is Maggie Chula. I am a psychic medium, medical intuitive, channel and teacher for the master teachers of the Akasha. My work involves all levels and layers of healing the body, emotions, mind, and spirit. I am able to connect to your divine counsel and offer guidance and clarity from your soul's perspective. To learn more about me, please go to my website, maggiechula.com.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
So, welcome back. Welcome back to Mastermind with Maggie. I'm sorry. You're going to learn from me that it is perfectly okay to show your emotions. And I have a deep sadness about me right now that I'm having trouble letting go of. It's a sadness that exists for a real reason, a real reason. And part of that reason is I'm just going to share it, fear. It's fear. It's that I can't do this alone. I won't be able to do this alone. And I know I have master teachers. I know it. And I know I work with God. Absolutely. And so do you. And I want to help you. I do. So here's what I'm going to do. I have a class that's scheduled for Wednesday, and it's called Channeling Source to Soothe Your Soul. It's on Om Times Experts platform, and I invite you to come and join me. It will be my last class, December 7th. I didn't know it, but it turns out it will be. So I want you to join me, and I'm going to be there whether you are or not. It's at 7 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday, for 90 minutes. You can come. You can ask for any master that you want. It's kind of weird, but you actually can. And you know what I'm going to do? Just cause. Because I get to, because this is my life and I get to make my changes. I am going to choose to not feel this grief right now. Not feel this grief. Instead, I'm going to see the beauty in the light of being set free again. Because I am looking for partners who have the strength of courage to stand up to the darkness that surrounds us and say, hey, you don't belong here. You should not be here. It's time for you to go. I have Archangel Metatron on my side. He's here as a galactic holder of the vibration. He's here to take them back where they belong, along with Lord Melchizedek and Saint Germain, beloved Saint Germain. They're all in this together. Good for them. So they've got that section. But I'm here with Jesus, Krishna, Buddha, Gautama, all these beloved teachers who are sharing with me, hey, if this isn't our platform, there's another one. Okay? And I can't do radio anymore. I hope you understand that. I really can't. I have to move forward. Once they make a change, it's not up to me. I have to move forward. So I'm going to start to do live streaming. And I have been doing live streaming. But it turns out I haven't quite found the right thing. I found the right name. I'm going to continue to call it Sacred Sharing. And I'm going to continue to do it at 6 p.m. Eastern. Probably not with Om Times. But that's okay. That's okay. I want you to know this. I'm still going to do it. It's not like I'm not going to. And it's still going to get out there. It'll get onto YouTube. It'll go everywhere it needs to go. But maybe not the carrier that I thought it was going to go with, or the partnership I thought it was going to go with. Because you know what? I need people who are strong. I need people who understand. This is not my war. This isn't. I'm here to shine my light, and I will. And I'm here to shine the love and the compassion of Mother Mary, of the beautiful Saint Anne, all those beings of light. And I want to give a shout out to Isis, the goddess Isis. I love you, Isis. I've always known her memories from when she was a real person, you know, not all of the God things that have been made up. She was a real being, yes. She really did go through the initiations to become a winged pharaoh. I remember all of that. I really know all the things that happened that created the myth. But I didn't want to believe that that could be something that I experienced. And more I'm beginning to see, oh yeah, it is. Because I know a lot of these beings, and I know the names you call them, and I know other names. I do. It's a weirdness that's going on. Sort of, I think, as I open up and as the sort of the darkness tries to share with us, ooh, we won, we outthought you, we did whatever. No. It's time to say, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you don't even know all the ways we're lighting people up. You do not know all the beautiful little light beings that are here that you can't do anything about because they don't even see you. Have you seen all those little beings around, the little children who are just happy no matter what happens? They are just happy. God bless them. And God did bless them. Nope. I think I know what I need to do now. And it's going to be okay. But I want you to know this isn't the way I wanted this to go. I really kind of thought I'd have, like, wrap things up. And I even said through what my next week's show podcast was going to be. So I'll share it with you because I'm not going to do it. But it was, yikes, I need that cloth of invisibility. And I was talking about a tough year. So I tell you what, you're going to have to find me. And you can. Maggie Chula, I'm not hiding. It's who I am. You're not going to find me on Om Times. I will be there on Wednesday, 7 p.m. And I hope that you come join me. But all those other things, nope, it's not happening. So in some cases, you have to be able to know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away. I am a being of light. I'm here to express love and compassion. I can share with you divine healing, show you the way. It's simple, it's free, it's easy. It's almost probably too simple, too free, too easy. But you can do it. Find me, call me. I'll help you. Okay? Because we can do this together. I'm still in this, and we're still going to do this together. These are dramatic times that are calling for us to allow the light and grace of God to flow through us, to allow that light and positive vibration of love, peace, abundance, and compassion to flow and grow within the world of man. And it will, and it does. So all of this has taken its toll. Oh my God, it's been such a tough year. We've been through many, many, many massive shifts, feelings. It's overwhelming, all the things that have happened, but it just doesn't happen to be. So I'm going to leave you with this. Number one, MaggieChula.com. Please go there. Open the doorway to your soul. Channel messages from the beings of light that I can guarantee you exist. That I can guarantee you, no matter what you think you're doing with them, God will. The highest, the brightest, the best. That's what I wish for you, for everyone. No matter what happens, that's what I wish. So, MaggieChula.com, please go there. Wednesday, we're going to do that together. We will. And go to my YouTube channel. I have a sense that it's going to grow. That's where I'm going to be. You'll find me. I'm sure I'll find other ways to do this. And I'll stay on Facebook. So, Maggie Chula, Psychic Channel, Spiritual Teacher. Hey, the best way to ignite me is to tell me what I cannot do. And I'm tired of all of you beings who are scared and trying so hard to hold on that you don't let the light flow through, even though you're light beings. All right, that was Maggie. That was me. I think I have a right to say that. And I did. So, loving you. God, I love you. You're going to make it. I'm going to make it. We're all going to make it. Not the way I thought. Not the way you thought. But trust me, God does exist. So I am going to keep sacred sharing. That's sharing your highest and your best. I want you to do that. Keep doing it. no matter what happens, no matter whose voices get shut down, look for me, Maggie Chula. I'm around. I am not going away. There is no more cloaking of invisibility. Nope, I'm here to share with you how to be in the world, how to share your best, how to stand up strong and straight and go, I am a divine being of light and love. God flows through me as he flows through you. And together, we're bringing our highest and our best into this world. So don't ever forget, this is Project Life. You are an important project for your soul. I hope that you will join me for the Akashic Vibration. It's a 6-month course. You can take it right now, but you would be taking it as a self-taught. It's there. It's only going to grow. I've just given you 10 of the 23 that I know of. So that right partner is looking for me. If you're that person, let me know. Because right now, I'm open. I'm open, and I'm going to find the people who have the courage to stand up to the light, stand up to the darkness, and say, I'm a being of light. I have created this to share the light with the world. And we can, and we will, and we are, and we have. Love you. Love you. Bye for now.